What's going on, guys? This is Ponyboy, and you are listening to Twat Radio. Today I'm going to teach you about physical security case mods, and I'm actually going to teach you how to do one that I came up with recently, which I thought was kind of cool. Basically, I'm going to teach you how to make it so that no one can use your computer without you being there. And what you're going to need for this case mod is two SPST switches, a drill, and some wire, a soldering iron, and probably some solder, and one of those awesome computer cases with the little locking door thing on it. So what you got to do is you're going to go ahead and, open up the front of your case. You know, open the little door there, and find a nice place to mount these two switches in, so that you can get to them pretty easily. So go ahead and drill your little hole, or two little holes there where you want to add your switches into. Okay, so now that you got those holes placed in there, you're going to open up your case completely, take, you know, the side panel or whatever off, and you're going to locate where the jacks in the back for your keyboard and your mouse, where they connect to the motherboard, and you're going to desolder those. And then what you're going to do is take some wire and lead it from the actual jack itself to one of the switches that you just mounted in the front, and then run it back to where it was connected on the motherboard, and do the same thing with your mouse jack. So then, once you get it all soldered in there, get some hot glue or something else you can use to bind it in there. I prefer hot glue because it insulates things a little bit better. And go ahead and secure those two switches in to where you drill the holes. And so now, put your case all back together and get it ready to fire up. Hopefully you didn't, screw anything up and you're not going to burn your case down. And go ahead and flip the two switches into the off position. And then fire up your computer. And so once it gets up and ready to go, try to, type in your password or something. Or try to move your mouse around the screen. And you shouldn't be able to do either one. And that's a good thing. Because what that means is that you've done this right. So then, if you are leaving the house at any time, you can just lock your computer case up, take the key with you. That's an important key to this thing. And then you can leave, and you don't have to worry about your parents or your siblings or whatever getting on your computer when you don't want them to. Because unless they can either find a way to get that lock unlocked or rip the door off the hinges, which they probably wouldn't, I'm not going to say they definitely wouldn't, but they probably wouldn't, they can't use your computer. You also might want to try and, if he's safe, to prevent them from using USB type keyboards and mice, go ahead and go into your BIOS or your CMOS or whatever you want to call it, and there should be an option in there somewhere, depending on which kind of computer you're using, to disable your USB ports. So you might want to go ahead and disable those until you actually absolutely need to use them, and that should prevent anyone from being able to use your computer without you giving them express permission and actually letting them do it. And that's actually all that I'm going to teach you for today. I know this is a very short episode of Twat Radio, but that should do it. If you have any questions, you can feel free to contact me. Let's see, the best way to contact me, you can reach me at ponyboy@restore, that's restore.org, and I will try to get back to you if you have any questions. So thanks for listening to Twat Radio, guys.